800-200-6895.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years.
It's time now for Delnord Warrior Basketball. And Delnord Warrior Basketball is brought to you by Chimney Craft, Chawell Benson Hartwig, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Glass, Curry Equipment, Delnord Office Supply, Delnord Tire, Eco Nutrients, Elk Valley Casino, Ingle Marine Supply, H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Les Schwab Tire Center, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, McFerrin's Tax Services, More Johnny, Oat Hill Organic Beef, Sutter Coast Hospital, Valvoline Instant Oil Change, and Hiuchi Hamlet. And now, with the pregame show, here's John.
Off its most heartbreaking loss of the year, the Delnord High boys basketball team looks to bounce into the Big 5 Conference win column tonight on the road in Arcata. Hi, I'm John Pritchett. Mark's running things back at the KPOD World Headquarters, and welcome to the Western Valley Insurance Warrior Pregame Show. Western Valley Insurance, where teamwork makes the difference in downtown Crescent City. Delnord is remembering a 42-40 loss to Fortuna on Thursday, dropping the Warriors to 0-3 in conference play, 7-11 overall. But a win tonight over the Tigers would be exactly what Delnord needs to kickstart the second half of the conference season. We'll be back in a few moments with a preview of tonight's game and a recap of the freshman and JV results. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delnord Sports.
It's time now for the Delnord Warrior High School pregame show, brought to you by Western Valley Insurance, located in downtown Crescent City. We'll be back with John and John with the pregame show coming up next, right after this. In this ever-changing business environment, it's refreshing to have an insurance agent that's local. At Western Valley Insurance, the team prides themselves in being part of our community, and they appreciate it when you choose to do business with them. If you're considering a change or would like to discuss business or workers' comp insurance, please call Robin, Regina, or Kendra. They'll put their experience and knowledge into providing you with a competitive quote that actually fits your needs. Western Valley Insurance, where teamwork makes a difference. Call 707-465-5999.
Delnord Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local sportscasters club, Chimney Craft, Chawell Benson Hartwig, Crescent Cabinets, and Crescent City Glass.
Listen to Delnord Warrior Games online at DelnordSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Delnord Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local sportscasters club, Curry Equipment, Delnord Office Supply, Delnord Tire, and Eco Nutrients.
Listen to Delnord Warrior Games online at DelnordSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
It's time to get back to the pregame show, brought to you by Western Valley Insurance, proud to serve our community's insurance needs. They believe that teamwork makes the difference. Go Warriors! And now, with the pregame show, here's John.
Welcome back to the Western Valley Insurance Warrior pregame show here at Arcata High tonight, where earlier this evening in junior varsity action, Delmar trailed Arcata by 8 with just over 4 minutes to play. But the Warriors came storming back. A three-point shot with a minute left by Damian Escalera gave Delnord the lead, and then Sawyer Fry's four-point play sealed the deal with 25 seconds to go. The final, Warriors 54, Arcata 51. Delnord is now 13-4 this season, 3-1 in conference. Delnord's freshmen are also now 3-1 in conference play following a 52-38 victory over the Tigers, as Requoy Alameda paced the Warriors with 13 points, Trent Cronk put in 10, and Marcus Paris added 9 more. On the varsity side, it's been a case of close but no cigar for Delnord in conference games. The Warriors led McKinleyville after three quarters, but fell to the Panthers 53-47. Delnor was up at halftime against Eureka, but faded down the stretch, 55-40. And then last Thursday, Delnor had a chance in the final seconds, but a block shot at the buzzer gave Fortuna a 42-40 victory. The Warriors are led by its two juniors. Steady Lion Rigdon, who is averaging 11.8 points a game, and Michael Webster, also at 11.8 a game. Senior Kai Russell is coming off probably his best overall game of his career, tying his career high with 12 points while playing outstanding defense against Fortuna. Delmar coach Chris Rice says he loves how hard this team is working. He loves the effort they are putting in. They just haven't reaped the rewards for all that hard work. He does want his team to play more selfless and to remember that they can win and to stay loose down the stretch. Arcata is last year's defending Big Five Conference champion and have posted a 2-1 conference mark, 10-7 overall so far. The Tigers are perhaps the youngest team on the North Coast with just three seniors on the roster. However, two of those seniors don't play much, and the one that does, Kalani Butor, is out with an injury. Also missing is the team's leading scorer, Luke Moxon. He was averaging 16 a game and was a strong candidate for Big Five MVP. That means Big Daquam Dunn needs to step up for Coach Kellen Maynard. Maynard said that with the lack of offensive firepower, his team must focus on defense, create turnovers, and turn those turnovers into easy baskets. Coach Rice, well, he said the key for his team is containing Dunn, and he needs to have Kai Russell, who gives up height but has the advantage in strength, to have another standout game. That brings us to the starting lineup. Brought to you by DelNorthSports.com, which features schedule, rebroadcast, and everything you need for Warrior information. That's DelNorthSports.com. And taking a look at the starting lineup for the Arcata Tigers, 2-1 in conference, 10-9 overall, they will start Luke Lemke. He's a sophomore, averaging 11.4 a game. Dawson Valerga, he's a junior. He's averaging 8.5 a game. Then Finn Warner steps into the starting role. He's a junior, averaging just over 2 a contest. Lennon Geeter, he's a junior, averaging 2.5. And then Daquan Dunn, he's a junior, averaging 9.1 a game. As a team, Arcata is averaging 54 points per game and giving up 52. For Delnor, it's going to be the same starting lineup we've seen the last few weeks. Aiden Rice will get the start. He's a 6'1 junior, averaging 3.5 points a game. Ryan Rigdon, as mentioned before, he's averaging 10.6. He's a junior, 5'10. Colin Trumbull, the steady senior, 5'11, averaging just under 6 a game. Kai Russell, 6-foot senior, and he's averaging 5.8, coming off tying his career high with 12 points against Fortuna. And then junior Michael Webster, 11.8 a game. He's a 5'9 junior. Warriors are averaging 47 points a game and giving up just over 52 a contest. Arcata is riding a 5-game winning streak over the Warriors, including a pair of easy victories last season. Delmore's last win over the Tigers was all the way back on February 15th of 2020. Now, taking a look at the Big Five conference standings, McKinleyville is alone in first place at 3-0 and 14-7. Arcata 2-1, as is Eureka at 2-1 and 12-7 overall. Fortuna is now 1-3 and 12-8, followed by the Warriors 0-3 and 7-11. The other Big Five conference game tonight finds McKinleyville traveling to Eureka on Thursday. Fortuna will be at Arcata while Del Norte travels to McKinleyville. That game, of course, will be heard live on KPOD 97.9 FM and DelNorteSports.com. In girls basketball action, Del Norte returns to play on tomorrow night when the Warriors play host to Arcata in Tunin Gymnasium starting at 7:30 p.m. Del Norte is coming off its first conference win of the season last Friday, winning on the road in Fortuna 58-54 as Jacqueline Gorbett posted a career-high 22 points. You can listen to that game. Come to the game, of course, but you can also listen to it on Del Norte on KPOD 97.9 and DelNorteSports.com. I'm going to say good luck and to the Del Norte High wrestling team, which is competing right now in Tunin Gymnasium taking on Fortuna in dual meets there. That wrestling team, of course, considered one of the very best, not only on the North Coast, but in Northern California. Officials tonight, Rowan Treherne will be the referee, assisted by Brandon Kukitsuka and also Justin Daugherty. It is not a packed house here at Arcata, not like we've seen in the past. The home side of the gymnasium is actually pretty skimpy. Del Norte has brought its usual well-represented contingent to the game. And we'll see if we're going to do the national anthem. It has been hit and miss over the years regarding the Star-Spangled Banner when we visit the People's Republic of Arcata, including one memorable one that was, I only wish I could forget it. It looks like we will not be doing the national anthem. Del Norte will be in its road black uniforms with the checkerboard trim. Arcata in the white uniforms with the black lettering and the orange numbers. Del Norte coming into this game with three losses in conference play so far. And once again, it will be 5'10", Lion Rigdon jumping. He's 2 for 2 so far. And he'll be going up against 6'4". Dyquin Dunn. Roland Treherne will do the honors. And ladies and gentlemen, we are underway, and it was a terrible tip, and we're going to do it again. Roland's got a little smile on his face. Sometimes it's just tough. Here we go. We try it again, and this time it is Warriors get the ball. Rigdon now 3 for 3 at the center circle. With the ball is Webster, way outside. He'll give it to Rice, who's going to do a little weave. Trumbull has it, poked away, tracked down by the Tigers. They're going to fast break, drive, shot, no good. Tipped around, goes out of bounds. It will be Arcata's ball. Right underneath the Tigers' basket. Lemke looking, lobs it in, and Rice comes up with a steal. First turnover of the night in for the Tigers. Rigdon with it, tries to penetrate, gets cut off, and instead will give it to Webster. Looking, hands it off to Rigdon, junior to junior exchange. Rigdon goes right side, will take the long two, gets knocked down. Ball ends up in the hands of Rice, and the Warriors get a fresh shot clock. No score here in the opening minute on the Center Coast Hospital scoreboard. To Rice. Rice tries to drive, gets around, puts it up with the left hand, and gets it swatted out of bounds by Dunn. Rice giving up about 4 to 5 inches to Dunn. Warriors will inbound from deep in the sideline. Rice looking, and against it to Webster. 1 minute gone in the game. Still no score for either team. Webster to Trumbull to Rice right in front of the Arcata bench. And a foul is going to be called away from the basket. And it will be on Arcata. Dunn picks up his first. That could be mission critical for Del Norte if they can get him in foul trouble early. Rice gets it to Webster in the corner. Webster double-teamed, picks up his dribble, and gets it to Rigdon. Back to Webster. He'll launch the high arching three, hits the iron, and Dunn comes up with a rebound. Minute and a half in now, and we still don't have a score. With the ball is Luke Lemke, far side to Valeriga. He'll launch the three. That's no good. Dunn with the offensive rebound, and a foul is going to be called, I believe, on Webster from behind. And that is indeed the case. Both teams have one team foul this quarter. Valerga will inbound for the Tigers. Get it out to Warner. He'll launch a left-handed three. No good. Offensive rebound by the Tigers. Inside. Back out. That's Valerga. That misses everything. Dunn comes up with it, puts it up with his left hand and scores. Warriors have to figure out some way to keep Dunn off the boards because he is a load. Russell with the ball. Dunn guarding him way outside. They get it to Rice. Quick pass inside to Trumbull. Turns around, puts up with the right hand. No good. Rebounded by Dunn. Tigers going to push the pace. Nice pass to Valeriga. They kick it back out. Shot goes up. No good. Rigdon with a rebound for the Warriors. 2-0 our score. 5:35 to go here in the opening stanza. Arcata in front of Del Norte. Webster with the ball. Near side. Drives around the top of the key. Thought about the three. Gives it to Rigdon. Try to get it inside to Russell. He's double-teamed. Quick pass outside. Webster, three. No. And it's going to be saved by the Tigers. And Delner gets back on defense. That's Valeriga. Gets cut off by Rice. Nice pass. Leads to an easy basket for Lennon Geeter. And it's 4-0. Little full court press now for the Tigers. Rigdon has his pass stolen. Turnover for Del Norte. Shot goes up. No good, but easy rebound basket as nobody blocked out Lemke. And it's 6-0, and Coach Chris Rice wants a timeout. As the Warriors commit a couple turnovers, and that leads to a couple easy baskets for the Tigers. Warrior Athletics are brought to you by Elk Valley Casino. Get in the game. Prime Rib Wednesdays, only $25 a plate at the new Elk Valley Casino. Delmore Amblin, now and always, dedicated to serving. Lisa McCown, your State Farm agent, like a good neighbor, Lisa is there. Chimney Craft, working for you since 92, keeping you warm and happy. And Chalwell, Benz, and Hardwick. Good luck, Warriors, from Team CBH, your local accounting and tax firm. 6-0 our score, Arcata in front here in the Tigers' gym. And Rice will bring the ball up court. Kind of a 1-2-2 look on the press. Rice gets it across the timeline. Inside, Trumbull kicks it out to Russell. He'll drive, pump fake, goes up strong, gets fouled. We'll go to the line for two. Lemke picks up, I'm sorry, Valeriga picks up the foul. Russell, 62% at the foul line this year. Against Fortuna, he was 4-5. The senior puts it up, and it's good. Warriors get on the board, 6-1. Right-hander dribbles again. Eyes, bends his knees, puts it up, and it's perfect. 6-2, 4:25 to go here in the first quarter on the Santa Cruz Hospital scoreboard. Arcata in front and with the ball. Lemke with it, kicks it out. That's Valeriga. He'll take the three, misses another, but rebounded by the Tigers. Inside, counts the basket as Lemke scores and gets a free throw. Aiden Rice picks up the foul. Tigers have shown excellent passing so far this game. Free throw is no good. And Trumbull comes down with the rebound. Rigdon against Lemke. Goes all the way to the hoop. 3-on-1, and they're going to say he traveled. And coming into the game for Del Norte will be Ryan O'Loughlin. And Rigdon's going to come out, at least for a few moments. Pass into the corner, far side corner, skip pass all the way around and tip out of bounds by Trumbull. Nice play by the senior. Halfway through the first quarter, 8-2 our score, Arcata in front. Lemke of the Tigers gets it over to Warner. They're going to play catch. Back to Lemke. Works around. Now back to Warner. He'll drive baseline. Gets cut off. Kicks out all the way back to the center circle to Lemke. and they'll start it again. Far side to Valerga, puts up the runner, misses, rebounded by Dunn, and he scores. Dunn has four. No press this time by Arcata. Webster, who was held to 9 points by Fortuna, below his average, gets the ball, and a foul is going to be called against Arcata, and that will be the first on Lemke. Third team foul against the Tigers. 10-2 our score. Rice looking to inbound the ball. Finds O'Loughlin. O'Loughlin dribbling with the right hand. Swings it over Trumbull in the far side corner. Inside to Rice. He'll take the 15-footer and nail it. Aiden Rice averaging 3.5 points a game. Gets the basket and cuts Arcata's lead to 6. Inside to Geerter. And then they find Dunn. And Del Norte has to find some way to stop Dunn from just dumping the ball into the basket from point-blank range. O'Loughlin with the ball, way outside. Has the ball taken from him by Lemke. Lemke goes all the way to the hoop. He is fouled. And he will go to the line for 2. O'Loughlin gets the foul. Lemke 61% at the free throw line this season. And that one's good.
Number 22.
Coming into the game for Del Norte, Danner Dowd comes in, and O'Loughlin goes out. Dowd, a junior, averaging 1.7 a contest this season. Second free throw is no good, but coming up with it momentarily was Lemke, and then he dribbled it off his foot out of bounds. Del Norte down with 9, with 2:35 to go first quarter. Rice, the junior, kicks it over to Trumbull, then to Russell. Finds Danner Dowd, and Danner Dowd puts it in. Pretty pass, and Dowd knew what to do with it. Tigers trying to come back. Dunn goes up, misses, as I think Dowd might have actually got a piece of that. It goes out of bounds off the Warriors. Fresh shot clock as the ball hit the rim. Ball goes out to Lemke, who kicks it out. Drive, shot, no good. Dowd's there. Dowd scores. Not Dowd, I'm sorry, Dunn. He now has 8 of Arcata's 15 points, and it's back to a 9-point lead. Warriors with the ball. That's Dowd. That's Dowd. Now down. Russell far outside. He'll try to drive. Gets past Dunn and puts it up, and it falls in. Russell has 4, and it's 15-8. Just over 90 seconds left in the quarter. Valerga's shot goes in and out, rebounded by Webster. He'll push the pace right through the center circle. Loses the handle but tracks it down, and Dunner will set up their offensive set. Rice with the ball near the center circle. Gives it back to Webster. They're going to run a little weave. Now Russell way outside. Finds Rice. Looking to get the ball inside. Instead, it goes to Trumbull. 12 to shoot. Trumbull. Fake. Turnaround. Jumper. Misses. Rebounded by Arcata. Lob pass to Dunn underneath. Quick pass inside. And getting the easy basket was Lucen Rodriguez, who's in the game. And that's been the story. Arcata has gotten easy baskets. Del Norte has had to work for everything they've got. Goes inside to Russell. He'll try to power his way up. He does. Shot goes up. Intimidated by Dunn. And we go the other way. Into the corner. 3-point shot. No good. Tipped around. Lemke ends up with it for the Tigers. His shot is good. Lemke has 7. And Del Norte will play for the last shot with 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Rice across the center circle. Down to 12. Into the corner. Russell back out to Rice. Down to 6. He'll take the long three-pointer. Misses. Rebounded by the Tigers. Can they get a shot off in time? They can. And it's no good. 19-8 our score. Arcata races to an early lead over the Warriors. We'll be back with the second quarter after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local sportscasters club, Elk Valley Casino, England Marine Supply, H&R Block, and Hambro WSG.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOT. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local sportscasters club, Leschwab Tire Center, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, McFerrin's Tax Services, and More John Inc.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOT. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Del Norte starts the second quarter trailing 19-8 here at Arcata High School. John Pritchett with you here on KPOD 97.9 FM and DelNorteSports.com. Warriors trying to get into the win column in conference games, currently 0-3, but down 19-8. Arcata with the ball. Warriors trying to play more aggressively on the defensive end. A man-to-man look right now. And it seems to have made the Tigers reevaluate their offense down to 6. Off-balance shot goes up, no good. Kai Russell pulls down the rebound for the Warriors. He'll give it to Rigdon. Rigdon gives it to Rice. Now to Oscar Bowdish, who's in the game. He gets in there. He'll take the shot from the free throw line. Hits the glass, bounces off. Arcata with the rebound. Lemke with the ball. Luke Lemke, he's a sophomore. He's going to be a good one. Kicks it out to Valeriga. He drives, stops, passes it off. Shot by Lou. Jack Lou is no good. And rebounded by Rice. Rigdon goes strong to Bowdish. Kicks it out. Three-point shot. Good by Colin Trumbull. And gets it to 19-11. Warriors trailing on the Citicus Hospital scoreboard here early in the second quarter. Lemke gives it up and eventually goes to Levi Sims, who's in the contest for the Tigers. Lemke gets it back, will take the three, nails it. Lemke has 10. And Michael Webster will come back in momentarily for Del Norte. Rice with the ball. 2-3 zone look by the Tigers now. Rice, quick pass to Bowdish. Bowdish inside, finds Rigdon. No good, but there with the offensive rebound is Russell, and it rims out, bounced every way in, every way possible but in. And Lemke goes hard to the basket and scores. Lemke has turned into just an offensive juggernaut. He's got 12 points. And we've just started the second quarter. Bowdish with the ball outside. Warriors trailing by 13. Rice directing traffic. Gets it back to Bowdish into the corner. Trumbull take the three. That one's no good, but Russell comes with a rebound. Kicks it out to Rice. Now Rice tries to penetrate. Gives it out to Russell. Bowdish tries to drive. Gets double teamed. Dribbles his way out of it. Still lots of time to shoot. Russell drive hard. And he is fouled prior to the shot. And I believe that was Lemke. Here comes Webster back in for Del Norte. If it was Lemke, it is. It is his second. Trumbull will inbound underneath his own basket. Looking, gets it to Webster. He'll launch the three from the corner. No. And rebounded by Lemke. Tigers with the ball. Quick pass inside. Shot goes up. No good. And Bowdish, the shortest player on the court, comes down with a rebound. Gives it to Trumbull. Left side. Puts up a shot. That one is knocked down. Go the other way. Lemke tries to go coast to coast. misses that, but rebounded by the Tigers. Battle for it inside. Foul's going to be called, and it will be against the Warriors. Foul's on Bowdish, his first. Non-shooting. 4:45 to go here in the first half. 24-11 our score. Looking. They get it in. Three-point shot is perfect. Give the basket to Cam Narwhal. As Coach Kellen Maynard has turned to his bench and found no degradation of his offensive efforts. 27-11 with 4:33 to go in Coach Rice Golf timeout. We're athletics here on KPOD and DelNorteSports.com are brought to you by members of the legendary Sportscasters Club, which includes Echo Nutrients, local organic fertilizers for the backyard gardener in you. England Marine, fishing, marine, and outdoor equipment. Go Warriors. And Delnord Office Supply. For all your office supplies and furniture and gifts, too, go see Debbie and her team at the corner of 3rd and H in Crescent City. Delnord will be back in action on Thursday night on the road again as the Warriors start the second half of the Big Five Conference season. Taking on first place McKinleyville. That game will start at 7:30. Give or take, and you can listen to it live on KPOD and DelNorteSports.com. Warriors with the ball, trailing by 16 here midway through the second quarter. Aiden Rice with the ball through the center circle. Gets it over to Dow, who's back in, gave good minutes in the first quarter. Webster finds Rigdon, looking to get it inside to Russell. Does. Russell spins, gives it to Rigdon. Floater goes up, no good, tipped around. Saved by the Tigers. And will come the other direction. Delmar gets a great look, but they can't get the ball to fall. That's been a theme this season. With the ball is Valerga. Dawson Valerga with Rigdon guarding him. Way outside, right in front of the Warrior bench. Kicks it over to Lou, who's in the game. Now drive. Back out to Valerga. Falls down. Scramble for it. And eventually, Rigdon comes up with it. Quick pass, Dowd puts it up, misses the point-blank shot, and Coach Rice puts his hands in his rapidly graying hair. Another point-blank shot that goes awry for Del Norte. Outside, drive, shot, underneath, too far, hit the bottom of the basket, and Rice comes up the rebound for Del Norte. Kicks out to Rigdon. Thought about taking the three, backed off. Kind of get the feeling that, and this is something that Coach Rice talked about, that sometimes Delmar just thinks too much. Drive to the basket by Dowd, and he makes it. Excuse me, that was Webster, 23. Team's leading scorer gets his first basket of the night, and it's 27-13 with just under 3 minutes to go. Ball knocked out of bounds by the Warriors. Dunn comes back in for Argueta, along with Geeter. Arcada with the ball. Valerga gives it to Dunn, way outside. Russell with that assignment. They give it up. Back out. Valerga puts it up. Off balance shot. Doesn't hit anything. And eventually coming down with it is Rigdon for Del Norte. Crossover step. Misses the layup. Three straight times, Del Norte has had looks at the basket from point-blank range, misses. And now this time, missing the shot is the Tigers. And then a foul. And a foul is going to be called, a technical foul is going to be called on Lemke. And that will be his third. Russell's coming out. Looking like he got hit in the face. Freshman coach Gabe Lopez tending to the big senior. Coach Rice talking to Brandon Kikitsika. So now the question is, who will Del Norte have go to shoot free throw? It will be Webster, 60% this season from the line.
Number 23, Michael Webster.
First one's up. First one's good.
This is the first.
And here comes his second one. And then Dillner will get possession of the ball. Makes them both. And it's 27-15. Warriors have worried it down to 12. Russell's going to come back in. No, he's going to go to the locker room. So here we go. Dillner will try to get it down to 10, maybe even 9. Rigdon with the ball, kicks it out to Rice. Far side, right in front of the small student section here at Arcata. Tried to get it into Nathan Barker, who's in the game, but the pass was too far. And instead it goes to the Tigers. Shot up, no good. Rebounded by Rice. Air ball collected by the junior. Rice down the left side of the court. Tries to go baseline. Kicks it out to Dowd. Dowd goes strong. Back to Rice. He'll launch the three. In and out. And rebounded by Lemke. Lemke. Fast break. Shot goes up. No good. Batted around for a while. Arcata comes over with it. Kicked out. Drive baseline. And a foul is going to be called on Rigdon as Rigdon pushed the ball handler right out of bounds. First foul on Lyon. And second team foul. Both teams have two. Trumbull comes back in for Dillner. And Barker comes out, so Dillner goes real small. Trumbull at 5'11", the biggest player on the court for Dillner. And it'll be Dowd trying to guard Dunn. That's a major mismatch. Dunn gets inside position, and they're going to call 3 seconds on Dunn. Nice job by the Warriors. 90 seconds to go. Dillner down by 12. Trumbull in the backcourt. Cross the timeline. Down the right side. Now Webster. Gives it back to Trumbull. Corner to Rigdon. Goes baseline. Spin. Kicks it out. Trumbull. Three-pointer. No. Tipped around. Rebounded by Arcata. Lemke. Right through the paint. Puts it up. Puts it in. And he is fouled. Lemke has just been unstoppable tonight, and Webster picks up his second.
Number 23, Michael Webster, shooting the ball here.
Lemke now has 14 with a chance to add another one to it. And he does. Preston Daniels comes in for Dillner. Webster will take a seat with a minute 4 left. 30-15. Rice, across the timeline, hands it off to Rigdon. Rigdon, looking, finds Rice. Dillner going to run a little weave. Preston dribbles between Lemke's legs and then throws it, and it is tracked down by Trumbull in the backcourt. It was touched, and then Dunn just takes it away. Two-on-one fast break. Laid up and laid in. As Levi Sims gets his first basket of the night. Rice gives it to Rigdon. 32-15 our score. Daniels almost loses it, tracks it down. Looking to pass it to somebody, gets it over to Rice. 12 to shoot. Now back out to Rigdon, way outside. 8, 7. Gets a screen. Rigdon kicks it out. Rice, three-pointer, banks it in at the buzzer. Not a lot of good news tonight in the first half for the Warriors, but an exciting way to finish as Aiden Rice banks in a three-pointer at the buzzer. But nevertheless, Dillner leads, Arcata leads 32-18. In this Big Five Conference battle here at Arcata High School. We'll be back with the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
It's time now for the Halftime Report, and it's brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet on Highway 199 in Hiuchi. We'll have all the halftime stats and more on the way next.
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club, Oat Hill Organic Beef, Sutter Coast Hospital, Valvoline Instant Oil Change, and the Hiuchi Hamlet.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOT. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club, Chimney Craft, Chawell Benson Hardwick, Crescent Cabinets, and Crescent City Glass.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOT. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
It's the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. And with the latest information, stats of the first half, and games from around the league, here's John.
Welcome to the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report here at Arcata High School, where Del Norte boys basketball team trails the Tigers 32-18 as Arcata just kind of blitzkrieged Del Norte early. Del Norte made a run and got it down to 12 at one point. Arcata responded, and then Aiden Rice knocked down a banked-in three at the buzzer to make it 32-18. Let's take a look at other things going on in Warrior Land. In girls basketball action, Del Norte will return to the hardwood tomorrow night when the Warriors play host to Arcata in Tunin Gymnasium. That game's going to start at approximately 7:30 p.m. Del Norte is coming off its first conference win of the season. That was on Friday night, winning on the road in Fortuna 58-54 as Jacqueline Gorbin posted a career-high 22 points. Lauren Stutz added 13 more, and Cynthia Steinruck came through with 9 to put Del Norte at 1-2 in conference play. And 14-5 overall. You'll be able to listen to that game live on KPOD 97.9 FM and DelNorteSports.com. Earlier tonight in sub-varsity action, in freshman play, Del Norte won easily 52-38 to go to 3-1 in conference. Recoy Alameda had 13 for Del Norte. Trent Kronk had 10, and Marcus Perez had 9 for the Warriors. In the JV game, Del Norte trailed by 8 points with just over 4 minutes to play. And that's when the Warriors got busy. Del Norte responded and got it down to 2 with a minute left. And that was when Damian Escalera knocked down a three-pointer to give the Warriors a one-point lead. Del Norte's defense held. Ball came back down Warriors' way, and this time it was Sawyer Fry who nails the three-pointer while being fouled. He then makes the free throw, and that was with 25 seconds left. Our final. Del Norte captures a 54-51 JV victory. JVs are now 3-1 as well. One thing we want to mention is the Del Norte High Dance Department will present its winter dance concert, You Better Work, That's going to be January 19th and 20th, starting at 7 p.m. both nights. That will be at the Crescent Elk Auditorium. And tickets are, pre-sale tickets at least, are available at Delmert Office Supply. And also, we want to mention that on Friday, January 19th, the Delmert Safe and Sober Graduation Night Committee is planning an Indian Taco fundraiser. Cost will be $10 each, and that will be served from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. from the Crescent Fire Protection District headquarters on Washington Boulevard. Now, also for sale, get ready for this, also for sale is going to be fry bread, and you have your choice. You can have fry bread with jelly, or you can have it with butter, cinnamon, and sugar. Just $5. You can pre-order by calling Debbie at 707-954-3786. We will be back with more of the Warrior, the Haiichi Hamlet Halftime Report after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del North Sports.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy back squash.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny
I grow up,
porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be
a...
I want to be
a... I want to be
a... I want to be a...
I want to be a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Johnny Erickson Tata, and I've lived in Southern California for over 30 years. And in that time, I've seen many fires from our home as they raged through the mountains above Malibu. After a recent fire, I received an email from a firefighter friend telling me about the 10 standard firefighting orders he learned in fire school. And order number 5 says, have an escape route. You know, that's a good idea for everyone, but it is especially good for those of us who, either permanently or temporarily, must move more slowly. Not only have a planned escape route, but also practice it once in a while, so there are no surprises on the occasion that you have to evacuate quickly. Perhaps it means you must move to the first floor of your home or residence to avoid steps. Hey, I put other suggestions on disabilitycampaign.org. Let's stay safe, because it's a smart way to live when you've got to move slowly.
Welcome back to the Haiichi Hamlet Halftime Report. John Pritchett with you here at Arcata High School, where the Tigers lead Del North 32-18 at halftime. Let's take a look at the first half stats as the Tigers jumped to a 19-8 first quarter lead and then extended that out. Warriors trying to cut the lead down. In fact, got it down to 12 at one point before Arcata stretched it back out. The Tigers are being led by their very talented sophomore, Luke Lemke, who's got 15 first-half points. Daquan Dunn has 8. Cam Narwald has 3. And Lucian Rodriguez, Levi Sims, and Lennon Geeter both have, all of them have 2. Dillnort, nothing else, has balanced scoring. Aiden Rice has 5 for the Warriors. Kai Russell has 4, as does Michael Webster. Colin Trumbull has 3, and then Danner Dowd has 2. Warriors are 4-for-4 at the free throw line. So what do the Warriors need to do to get back in the game? Well, first off, they have to stop allowing the Tigers to get easy baskets, just crisp passing inside, leading to easy hoops, especially for Daquan Dunn, the talented 6'4 junior who has been a force inside for the Tigers. And Delmert has to find some way to make easy baskets. They had 3 straight possessions where they had shots right at the rim and did not put the ball into the hoop. put 6 points on the board, and this is a competitive game. Well, this has been the Hiachi Hamlet Halftime Report, the Hiachi Hamlet, where they have hot drinks and cold snacks. They have everything you want, everything you need. In fact, if they don't have it, you don't need it. The Hiachi Hamlet, located on U.S. Highway 199 in Hiachi. Warriors promptly turn the ball over, and they'll get it. Warriors will get it right back as the Tigers stepped on the sideline. So it will be Rigdon will inbound to get it to Rice in the backcourt, and Warriors will get their set. Down 32-18 to start the second half. So Webster looking, tried to get it into Rigdon, couldn't. Instead it go to Rice on the far side. He penetrates. Now to Russell. Russell is going to launch the three, and it misses everything. And that's why he doesn't take three. Oh, they're going to say the ball was tipped. And it will be Del Norte's ball. Rice will inbound underneath their basket. They get it to Webster. Webster gets bumped down the corner. No call. Instead, he kicks it out to Rigdon. He takes the three off the back iron. And Rigdon remains low. And Webster accidentally hits Ben Warner in the face, and that will be the third foul on Webster as the lights just kind of went off in this one corner again. They've been on and off all night. With the ball is Dawson Valerga. They get it, try to get it inside to Dunn, but gets poked away. Webster with it. On the right side, puts it up and puts it in. Webster picks up his sixth point of the night. And it's down, back down to a 12-point Arcata lead. Lemke with the ball on the far side. Gives it up into the corner, inside to Dunn, and a foul is going to be called on Russell, trying to guard Dunn. That's just Kai's first. Foul trouble has been an issue at times for the senior, but not tonight. Tigers looking to inbound, looking, and they kick it way outside to Geeter. He gives it up over to Valerga. Valerga, now to Dunn, near the top of the circle. Dunn, as now the Tigers going to run some weave. They get it into Geeter, and Geeter scores his fourth point of the night. And it's back to a 14-point lead for the Tigers. Here on the Santa Cruz Hospital scoreboard. Webster, right in front of Coach Rice. Instead, it goes all the way around. Rice, looking, finds Rigdon, pump fake, going up against Dunn, goes to the hoop. Ball is tipped out to Webster, three-pointer off the front rim, rebounded by Del Norte, back-to-back offensive rebounds for the Warriors. Rigdon drives, puts it up, misses. Dunn got a block, and then Russell ends up with a bunt, gets up, takes the shot, scores, and is fouled from behind. He'll go to the line to shoot one. That's Russell's sixth point of the night with a free throw to come. Foul will be on Lemke, and that is Lemke's fourth. Lemke, who had 15 first-half points, will be going to the bench here shortly. And Arcata coach Kellen Maynard wanting an explanation. Here's Russell. He's 2-for-2 at the line so far this evening. Senior puts it up, and it rolls out. Lemke, he had the four fouls, will bring the ball up court. Rice picks him up. Remke hands the ball off to Dunn at the top of the key. Russell sagging back on him. Now Dunn's going to try to penetrate, kicks it out. Back around. That Sims is in the game. Russell comes up with a steal. Russell takes it himself. Gets it over to Trumbull. Trumbull will hand it over to Rigdon. Rigdon drives, kicks it out to Russell. Quick pass. Webster, three-point shot. Off the iron, no good. Tipped around, and Dunn ends up with it. Arcata ball, 34-22 our score, 5:15 to go. Lemke kicks it out, Three-point shot, no. Battle for it underneath. Lemke comes up with it. His shot is blocked by Webster. Dunn ends up with it. He puts it up. He puts it in. He is fouled, and he will go to the line to shoot one. And I believe that was Russell who got the foul. It is Russell's second. And Dowd makes the free throw. So now he has 11, and it's 37-22. Every time Delmar looks like it's creeping back in the game, the Tigers get on a little run. Webster with the ball on the far side. Dribbles back to center court and finds Trumbull. Trumbull to Rice, right in front of the Warrior bench. Inside to Webster, and his shot does not go. Had a beautiful look. It just rattled out. That has to be at least 10 points now that Del Norte has left on the court as Rigdon picks up the foul. Lyons second. And that is the fourth team foul of the third quarter, meaning every other foul from now on, and the Tigers will be shooting two. Lemke, who has four fouls, is still in the game for the Tigers. Rice tips it away, dives for it. The Tigers end up with it. It goes to Lemke, puts it up with the left hand and scores. And that's kind of the difference. The Tigers are making their shots at the basket, and Del Norte is not. Rigdon with the ball on the far side. They get it inside, then back to Rigdon. Goes up and scores. Nice play by the junior. Just his first basket of the night. He's averaging 10.5 a game. 39-24. Halfway through the third quarter on the Center Coast Hospital scoreboard. Lemke gives it up. That's Sims. Back to Lemke. Lemke goes hard. And he scores. And Russell will pick up the foul. So Lemke now has 19, and coming into the game, it will be Dowd. So it will be Dowd with the unenviable task of taking on Dunn inside. Dowd misses the shot, and rebound collected by Aiden Rice. 41-24 with 3:42 to go here in the third quarter. Arcata leading Del Norte on the Center Coast Hospital scoreboard. Webster eventually goes to Rice. Rice kicks it out to Rigdon. Rigdon has the ball poked away, but it goes right to the Warriors. To Rice on the low block. Turnaround jumper off the iron. Rebounded by the Tigers. Fast break going the other way. All the way. Warner's shot no good. But there is Lemke. He misses. But he gets kicked out. Three-point shot on the way. Misses everything. Ball's tipped around, and eventually it's down. Gets the rebound. Outlets it. And a blocking foul will be called on the Tigers as Rigdon went hard to the hoop and is rewarded with two free throws.
Going to the line, number one, Ryan Rigdon.
62% shooter at the free throw line this year as Finn Warner picks up the foul. Rigdon's shot is good. Warriors so far are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of 6 at the free throw line. Del Norte's now 6 of 7 for the free throw line as Rigdon makes them both. And with 3 minutes to go in the quarter, it's 41-26. Lemke, far side, tried to get it into Dunn. They can't. Sends it back there. Now inside to Dunn. Ball tipped away. Dunn tracks it out. Kicks it out to Gierter, who misses, gets his own rebound. Ball is tipped around and goes out of bounds off Gierter, and Del Norte gets the ball. And a timeout will be called by Arcata with 2:43 to go, and Arcata leading 41-26. Warrior Athletics brought to you by members of the legendary Sportscasters Club, which includes Valvoline Henry's Car Wash. Get the Works Car Wash across from Fred Meyer in Brookings. McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Tax, Bookkeeping, and Payroll Services. and More John Parts and Service for one-on-one service and support with a winning edge. See the team at More John Parts and Service. Don't forget L&L Design and Construction, commercial and residential construction, licensed in California and in Oregon. Oat Hill Organic Beef, organic beef, local grass-fed organic Angus beef, and Crescent City Alleshwa Tire Center, where doing the right thing matters. 41-26 our score, 2:43 to go here in the third quarter. Arcata leading Del Norte in this Big Five conference battle. Arcata 2-1 in conference, Warriors 0-3. Full court pressure being applied by the Tigers. Webster double teamed in the backcourt, but he gets it to Trombo and goes out of bounds, and they said Trombo was the last to touch it. Turnover Warriors. And Lemke, still in the game with four fouls, will bring the ball up court. Brigman picks him up. Rice will come in next, dead ball. Inside to Dunn. Turn around with the left hand. Misses and rebounded by Oscar Bowdish, who gets it to Rigdon. Thought about the three. Dunn on him. Big mismatch. Throws the ball right to Lemke, and Lemke lays it up and in. He's got 21 tonight, and really, he has been the difference. Warriors break the press. Webster, ball fake, off the glass, no good, and rebounded by the Tigers. Another close shot. Del Norte cannot get to go into the cylinder. Lemke inside to Dunn, puts it up the left hand and scores. And Coach Rice calls timeout as all of a sudden what had been a 12-point game not that long ago is now a 19-point deficit for the Warriors, 45-26 with 1:45 to go here in the third quarter. Warrior Athletics also brought to you by Crescent Cabinets. Do you need new cabinets? My wife says yes. Call Crescent Cabinets. Crescent City Glass. If it's glass, they work with it. Serving you since 1947. And Curry Equipment, your one-stop shop for power equipment in Crescent City and Brookings. Tomorrow night, it will be Arcata coming to Tunin Gymnasium for girls basketball action, taking on the Warriors. Del Norte, having gotten into the win column in the conference standings last Friday night with an exciting 58-54 victory in Fortuna. And you can listen to that game live on KPOD 97.9 FM and DelNorteSports.com. Del Norte's next boys basketball game will be another road trip, this time to McKinleyville, as the two teams start the second half of the Big Five Conference. That game will begin at 7:30, and as always, you can listen to it live on KPOD and DelNorteSports.com. Warriors will inbound. Rice taking a look at a 1-2-2 press. Rice dribbling between his legs, gets it across the timeline to Bowdish, who's in the game. Bowdish gets it inside to Rigdon. Bowdish kicks it out to Rice. Step back, declines the three-pointer, and instead it goes to Bowdish. 15 on the shot clock. Bowdish gets a screen, and the ball knocked away from behind, out of bounds, Warriors possession. 10 seconds to shoot. Coach Rice signals the play. Brandon Kikitsuka, the official, will hand the ball in. Rice looking, and finds Bowdish in the corner. He dribbles out of trouble to the top of the key. Down to three, down to two. Del Norte needs to shoot it, and they do not get it off in time. So Warriors not alert regarding the shot clock. And coming in for Del Norte will be Kyle Dixon, the 6-foot senior, averaging just under a point a game. Now Warriors are going to show a 2-2-1 press as Arcata will inbound from the sideline. They get it across the timeline, into the corner, out of bounds, and off Arcata, Del Norte gets possession. So the press leads to a turnover. Warriors trailing 45-26 on the Center Coast Hospital scoreboard with 1 minute left in the third. Trumbull will launch the three. Misses and rebounded by Dunn, but almost taken away, but Dunn tracks it down as Dowd being quite the pest on the much taller Dunn. Kicked out. Three-point shot. No. And rebounded by Dowd. Gets it to Rigdon. Rigdon finds Dixon, who's good from long range. Instead, he goes to Rigdon, and Rigdon nails his 23rd three-pointer of the season. 45-29 with 22 seconds to go. Across the timeline, Dowd. Quick pass inside, and that leads to an easy basket as Finn Warner gets his first points of the night. 10 seconds to go. 47-29. Rigdon with the ball. Down to 6. Down to 5. Rigdon looking. Stop. Gets it to Rice. He'll put an off-balance 3, and it does not go. 47-29 our score. Arcata in front of Del Norte. We'll have the fourth and final quarter after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club. Curry Equipment, Del Norte Office Supply, Del Norte Tire, and Eco Nutrients.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club, Elk Valley Casino, England Marine Supply, H&R Block, and Hambro WSG.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Lion Rigdon scores 7 third quarter points, but Del Norte still trails 47-29 here at Arcata High School as the first half of the Big Five Conference basketball season will wrap up tonight. The second half starts on Thursday with Del Norte on the road in McKinleyville. Fourth quarter starts with McKinleyville in the lead and with the ball. And the Warriors in a zone now, trailing by 18. With the ball is Gilder. They kick it out. Three-point shots, no good. Ball tipped around. Dixon ends up. Ball goes out of bounds off the Tigers, and Dixon will inbound. Coach Rice calls out the play. Aiden Rice, his son, will bring the ball across the center circle. Rice gets it to Dixon. Quick pass inside to Rigdon. Spin move. Pump fake, puts it up, and puts it in. Nice play by the 5'10 junior, playing bigger than that. And a foul will be called on the Warriors. Dixon gets his first. He's in the book. First team foul of the quarter. Valerga will inbound. Now they're going to trade and send Guder to the sideline to inbound. 47-31 our score. Del Norte trailing. And Guder will bring the ball up court. Correction, it's Valerga. Valerga with Dixon on him. Tries to drive, gets cut off by Dixon. And now the Tigers will run some weed. Outside, back out. Three-point shot by Valerga, and it's nothing but net as the junior gets his first points of the night. He's averaging 8.5, and it's 50-31. Tigers in front. Rigdon stops, kicks it over to Dowd. They'll bring it around the horn to Rice. He'll launch the three. Bingo! Aiden Rice now has 8 points. That is his 7th three-pointer of the season. And the ball is almost stolen by Del Norte. Marqueta comes up with it. Valerga goes to the hoop. And he makes the basket, and he's fouled from behind. And he'll shoot one shot. As Danner Dowd picks up his first foul. Valerga will go to the line. His first time there tonight. Shot is up. Shot is good. Rice will bring the ball up court. Delnart now trailing 53-34 with 6:15 remaining in the game. Rice to Dixon. Finds Trumbull around the horn. Back to Rice. Now to Rigdon. As Delnart gets it inside to Rice, and Warriors make a rare basket from point blank range, and it's 53-36. Pressure by Delnart, but the Tigers get across. Tigers going to take some time off the clock, leading comfortably into the corner. Now inside, kick back out. Valerga with the ball, Dixon guarding him. 11 to shoot. Inside, ball tipped around, and eventually Rice comes down with it. Warriors bring the ball up court. Rice tried to penetrate, got cut off, gives it to Dixon. The senior quarterback from the football team gives it back to Rice. Rice finds Rigdon at the top of the key, gets a screen from Dowd. 15 to shoot. Inside to Dowd. He'll go strong, puts it up and puts it in. Nice move by Danner Dowd, who's got 4. Pretty play by the junior. 2-2-1 pressure, applied again by Delnort. But this time the Tigers get across, skip pass all the way across the court, inside now. And finding Jack Liu as he's cutting to the hoop. And that leads to a basket for the Tigers, 55-38. Dowd with the ball outside. Gives it to Rice into the corner. Three-pointer up. Rigdon nails it. And timeout is called by Delnort with 4:22 to go. And the score, 55-41. Warrior Athletics, of course, brought to you by members of the legendary Sportscasters Club, which includes Delnort Tire. You know, the Barnes family says our roots are here, not just our branches. Hambro, WSG, recycling, storage, trip repair, and waste removal. And HMR Block. Get your maximum refund guaranteed. Earlier tonight, Delnort's freshman captured a 52-38 victory. Rick Roy Alameda scored 13. Trent Crank had 10 for Delnort. The JV game, Delnort trailed by 8 midway through the fourth quarter, but rallied. And back-to-back three-pointers by Damian Escalera and Sawyer Fry put the Warriors in the lead to stay. Both ended up with 17 points. The final, Delnort 54, Arcata 51. Both Delnort JV and freshman teams are now 3-1 against conference foes this season. Warriors will send out Rice, Trumbull, Dixon, Rigdon, and Danner Dowd, who's putting good minutes tonight against the Tigers. And Warriors are going to go to that 2-2-1 press again, looking to try to get a trap someplace. Tigers break it this time. And Valerga gives it over to Lemke, who's in the game with 4 fouls. Lemke is fouled. And getting the foul for Delnort was Trumbull, his first of the evening. Non-shooting, and Lemke will inbound from the sideline. Rice guarding him. They're able to get it in. With the ball, Warner. This is a Tiger team that's missing 2 of its best players, including as they find Dunn for an easy basket. As mentioned, the Tigers missing 2 of its best players, especially as Delnort finds Rice for a 3-point shot. No good, and rebounded by the Tigers. Especially Luke Moxon, who was averaging 16 points a game. Foul is going to be called on Delnort. And Arcata will inbound. One thing I'm interested in is the officials have allowed the Arcata PA announcer to pretend this is kind of an NBA game, and that is specifically disallowed by the National High School Federation. Ball goes inside, and easy basket for the Tigers as Levi Sims picks up his fourth point of the night. I will have to ask the officials about that. It's something Del Norte does not do. In fact, nobody does it, except here at Arcata. Drive by Dowd, loses the handle, gets it back, kicks it back out to Trumbull. Now to Rigdon, 13 on the shot clock. Rice has it to Trumbull. Trumbull looking down to 6, down to 5, into the corner. There's Rice off the iron, tipped around. Who's going to come up with it? And it goes off gun of Arcata, and the Warriors will get the ball back with a fresh shot clock, trailing 59-41. As we mentioned in the pregame show, Del Norte led after three quarters against McKinleyville, led at halftime against Eureka, ended up losing by 15, but the game was closer than that. Rigdon's shot is off and rebounded by Dunn. And had a chance to win at the buzzer. Another easy basket for the Tigers. Levi Sims makes it a 20-point game. Against Fortuna, they had a chance to win at the buzzer. This is the first time Del Norte has been truly beaten. Ball goes out of bounds off the Tigers. Warriors will keep possession. And it was the Tigers jumping on Del Norte early as Coach Kellen Maynard sending in his reserves with 2:19 to go, leading 61-41. And here comes Chris Rice, answers in kind. Here comes Preston Daniels and Oscar Bowdish as well, and we got timeout on the court. 2:19 to go, 20-point lead for Arcata. Warrior Athletics brought to you by our title sponsors, including Western Valley Insurance. On and off the court, teamwork makes the difference. Call Western Valley Insurance for a local team committed to our community. Sutter Close Hospital, serving our community with care. Hiuchi Hamlet, which provides the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. Gas, fishing tackle, and snacks for your Wild Rivers adventures. And stay tuned for the Warrior post-game show, which will include the McDonald's Warrior of the Game. After the game, head down to McDonald's, get yourself a milkshake, Big Mac. I had a delicious fillet of fish just the other day. McDonald's, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, I'm loving it. I'm legally required to say, da-da-da-da-da, I'm loving it. Not as good as Brian Cox does in the TV ads, but, you know, do my best. 2:19 to go, 61-41. Warriors trailing with the ball in the game for Del Norte. Bowdish, Daniels, Barker. Leon Erler getting some action. He's been under the weather the last few games. As well as, and now a technical foul has been assessed. I suspect somebody wasn't in the book.
Technical foul of Del Norte Warriors.
I have a feeling that Erler was not in the book because he'd been under the weather, and so wasn't not going to play in the last game, and things just did not get transferred over. So, two free throws coming up for the Tigers. Narwhal misses the first. He'll get a second. And then the Tigers will get the ball back at midcourt. Does make the second. He's got four tonight. And it will be Arcata ball on the side. So the Warriors are going to fall to 0-4 and 7-12 on the season. As the Warriors come up with a loose ball, Barker gets credit for the steal, goes to Bowdish, tries to penetrate, goes to Barker at the foul line, kicks it out. Three-point shot, no good. Barker gets the rebound, goes up strong. He gets fouled and will go to the line for a couple free throws. Parker, just 25% at the free throw line. I believe he is, if memory serves, 1 of 4 this season. So a chance to improve his shooting percentage dramatically right now with 1:55 left. The big senior puts it up. Little bit too strong, and it bangs away. Six-foot-three. Standout on the football field. This one is good. So he's 50% tonight. And it's 62-42. Warriors trailing. Tigers with the ball. Minute 48 to go. Into the corner, three-point shot, no good. Ball tipped around, goes out of bounds, and it will be Warriors ball.
Warriors ball.
Foundish will bring the ball down court, right through the center circle. Delnort will be back in action on Thursday on the road at McKinleyville. Team that Delnort really had was played absolutely even with until like the final 2 minutes to start the conference season. Quick pass to Erler, and he can't handle it, and Tigers come up with it. Since then, the Tigers have been the bullies of the conference as Barker intimidates the Tigers and may have even gotten a piece of it. It goes out of bounds, and it will be Tigers ball on the sideline, 101 remaining. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll recap this game, the JV and the freshman game, tomorrow's girls game from TuneIn Gymnasium. Tigers with it. Far side, three-point shot, no good. And Bowdish comes down with a rebound. Outlets it to Erler. Erler kicks it over, finds a wide open Preston Daniels, and he misses the easy layup. And that is really indicative of this whole game, as Delnort has probably left at least 16 points on the floor, missing easy shots at the hoop. Turnover by the Tigers with 27 seconds to go. Warriors have done well at the free throw line tonight, but they've just missed so many cripples. A lot of them weren't even intimidating, you know, where the bigger Tigers were at the line. Just kind of a lack of concentration. Inside to Erler, off the glass, and that one's no good. Barker gets the rebound, goes up strong. His shot is blocked, zipped around. And eventually the Tigers come up with it. Bowdish gets the steal, though, with 16 seconds left. Warriors with one last chance. Kicks it out. Erler, three-pointer, looks good. No, it bounces away. And that will be pretty much the end of the game. Tigers fans shouting, want them to shoot. They're not going to, and that's the end of it. Warriors fall behind early and never get closer than 12. And at the end, it's Arcata 62, Delnort 42. We'll be back with the Warrior postgame show after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delnort Sports.
It's time now for the Delnort Warrior Game of the Week postgame show. We have all the latest stats and information for this game coming up next.
Delnort Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club, Les Schwab Tire Center, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, McFerrin's Tax Services, and More John, Inc.
Listen to Delnort Warrior Game online at DelnortSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
In In this ever-changing business environment, it's refreshing to have an insurance agent that's local. At Western Valley Insurance, the team prides themselves in being part of our community, and they appreciate it when you choose to do business with them. If you're considering a change or would like to discuss business or workers' comp insurance, please call Robin, Regina, or Kendra. They'll put their experience and knowledge into providing you with a competitive quote that actually fits your needs. Western Valley Insurance, where teamwork makes a difference. Call 707-465-5999.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club, Oat Hill Organic Beef, Sutter Coast Hospital, Valvoline Instant Oil Change, and the Hiuchi Hamlet.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOT. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
And now it's time for the Del Norte Warrior postgame show right here.
Warriors fall to 0-4 and 7-12 overall after a 62-42 defeat here at Arcata High School. John Pritchett with you. And Del Norte trailed early, got it as close to 12 on several occasions, but in the end, the Tigers were able to pull away and coast to the 20-point victory. Del Norte having a ton of missed opportunities at the hoop, probably left at least 12 to 16 points on close range shots that they could not get to go into the bucket. Leading the way for Arcata, which improved to 3-1 in conference, 11-9 overall, was sophomore Luke Lemke, who came through with 21 points, 15 in the first half when the Tigers effectively put the game away. Big Daquan Dunn ended up with 15. Dawson Valerga had 6. Levi Sims had 6 as well, 4 each for Cam Narwhal and Lennon Gilder. Levi Sims had a basket, so did Jack Liu, as did Finn Warner. This is going to be a very, very good team next year as all four juniors and a sophomore started tonight. Just 3 seniors on the roster, and only one of them, Galani Buter, plays much, and Buter was injured tonight. And also the Tigers were playing without their leading scorer, and that's junior Luke Moxon, who was out with an injury. Del Norte was led by Lyon Rigdon, who had 12 points all in the second half. Aiden Rice had a career-high 10 points tonight. Coming up with 6 each was Michael Webster. Kai Russell had 6. 4 for Danner Dow, coming off the bench and giving Coach Chris Rice quality minutes. Colin Trumbull had 3, and Nathan Barker had 1. Playing but not scoring for Del Norte was Kyle Dixon, Ryan O'Loughlin, Leon Earler, Preston Daniels, and Oscar Bowdish. Warriors will be back in action on Thursday as the Del Norte boys head to McKinleyville to start the second half of the Big Five Conference season. That game will begin at 7:30. Tomorrow night, Del Norte's girls will be at Tunin Gymnasium to take on the Tigers from Arcata there. Listen to both those games live on KPOD 97.9 and DelNorteSports.com. Our McDonald's Warrior of the Night is Aiden Rice, the junior, recently moved into the starting lineup and responded tonight with a career-high 10 points. He is our McDonald's Player of the Night. McDonald's of Crescent City, I'm loving it. Well, that should wrap things up here at Arcata, where Del Norte's varsity falls 62-42. Del Norte's junior varsity rallied in the fourth quarter and captured a 54-51 victory to improve to 3-1 on the season. Sawyer Fry and Damian Escalera both had 17 for the victors. Both hit big three-pointers in the final minute to seal the victory. In freshman action, Del Norte wins, knocks off Arcata 52-38. Recoy Alameda had 13 for Del Norte. Trent Kronk had 10 for the Warriors. As mentioned, we'll be back tomorrow night with girls basketball action here on KPOD. 7:30 p.m., 7:20 for the pregame show, and then on Thursday on the road, we'll be there as well as Dillon Ort boys travel to McKinleyville. Well, that should wrap things up tonight here in Arcata. A fancy tip of the hat to our engineer, Mark, for Mike O'Brien at KPOD, General Manager Larry Tempe, President Mike Wilson, and the entire Bi-Coastal Media family. I'm John Pritchett. Thank you so much for listening. And please remember, if you get the chance, to drop in and say thank you to the members of the legendary Sportscaster Club. These are the businesses, the local businesses that make Warrior Sports on the radio possible. Once again, our final score tonight. Arcata captures a 62-42 win over the Warriors. We'll see you tomorrow night in Tunin Gymnasium as Delmar girls take on Arcata. Take care, everybody. Be safe. May God bless.
You've been listening to Del Norte Warrior Basketball. And Del Norte Warrior Basketball is brought to you by Chimney Craft, Chawell Benson Hartwig, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Glass, Curry Equipment, Del Norte Office Supply, Del Norte Tire, Eco Nutrients, Elk Valley Casino, Ingle Marine Supply, H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Les Schwab Tire Center, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, McFerrin's Tax Services, More John Inc., Oat Hill Organic Beef, Sutter Coast Hospital, Valvoline Instant Oil Change, and Hiuchi Hamlet. You've been listening to a Bi-Coastal Media Sports presentation.